Hello. Before we jump into the show, we need to shout out our awesome new sponsor, Marquee TV.
Man, I was so excited when we got the news about the sponsor. You all might remember from a few weeks ago that I talked about my new Shakespeare project where I'm learning everything I can about Macbeth.
It felt like we said the name Shakespeare out loud and the Marquee people appeared and said, "We gotcha."
It really did.
Yeah.
In case you're not familiar, Marquee TV is a streaming service. They have theater, ballet, opera, documentaries. There's a bunch of behind-the-scenes content of productions. Basically, it's a fun way to nerd out about the arts.
Yeah, it's a streaming service that will take you to the best theaters in the world from the comfort of your own sofa.
I've already added so many things to our watch list. Did you know there's a ballet based on the works of Beatrix Potter?
I did. They've got a little preview video of somebody dancing around in a rabbit costume.
Peter Rabbit doing ballet. I also added a few hip-hop dance shows just to balance out the dancing bunnies.
Yeah, hip-hopera. That's what they call it.
They do. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Mozart's Requiem from the London Philharmonic Orchestra and a bunch of Shakespeare plays, including Richard II, starring my pretend best friend, David Tennant.
And Judi Dench talking about her long relationship with Shakespeare in a master class.
Yeah, I love Judi Dench.
Sure.
But David Tennant.
Yeah, that's quite a battle there.
Okay, there's a special deal for our listeners. Marquee TV is offering 3 months of their service for 99 cents. You get 3 months of all of this good stuff for 99 cents with the code SSOP.
That cost seems absurdly low to me. Like, first, I expected it to be much higher given the quality of the content, but also 99 cents. You can't park next to a theater for 99 cents.
Accurate. Also, if you watch Marquee TV, you get to see these shows maybe wearing your pajamas and hanging out with your cat or your dog.
Yeah. It's a good way to sort of indulge your own curiosity. You can see all the performances of Hamlet, or maybe the first 15 minutes of all of the performances of Hamlet, and you don't have to rope your friends and family into all of that.
Or you could watch Richard II over and over and over and over.
What's the best angle for David Tennant in Richard II?
Trick question. All of them. Anyway, you definitely need to explore the website because there is a ton of really fun, fascinating, engaging stuff on there. I went in specifically looking for Shakespeare, and I found a ton of other things I wanted to watch.
Yeah. You can keep up with what they're doing on social media at Marquee Arts TV. You can visit their website at marquee.tv. That's marquee.tv to get 3 months of their service for just 99 cents with the promo code SSOP. Bring the arts home with Marquee TV. And now the show.
Coming up, a murdery trip to a private Greek island.
A story of revenge from the Victorian era.
Plus our distraction of the week. I'm Mel.
I'm Dave. This is the Library of Lost Time.
This week, I'm listening to the audiobook of The Fury by Alex Michaelides. It's a murder mystery set on a private Greek island.
I would like to go to a private Greek island, but I would not like to be murdered.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Lana Farr is one of the world's most famous actresses. She's beautiful, talented, and kind. Everyone who knows her is just a little bit in love with her. It's Easter weekend, and the cold and rain of London is just too much. So Lana invites her actress friend Kate and her old pal Elliot to join her family in Greece. They'll swim, they'll eat, they'll be rejuvenated.
Sounds great.
However, they haven't been on the island long before harsh words are spoken, and their sunny days are bedeviled by a wind so fierce, it's practically another character in the story. The title, The Fury, refers to the wind. Then, somebody ends up dead.
Oh.
You're probably getting whiffs of Agatha Christie right about now.
Yeah.
But two things are setting it apart for me. First, the characters are interesting and messy. They're more than simply the actress, the rich guy, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They've got backstories.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd say they're three-dimensional. Let's say like 2.5-dimensional.
Okay.
Second, what's really selling me on this book is the narrator, both the one on the page and the actor performing the audiobook. Lana's friend Elliot does first-person narration. And in between dishing on everyone else, he confesses his own dark past. There are bits about his childhood and being an outsider that are genuinely moving. But mostly, his tone is really arch and gossipy, whether he's talking about himself or the others. A lot of that is on the page. But man, the British actor Alex Jennings is really giving it life.
You may think you know this story. You probably read about it at the time. The tabloids loved it, if you recall. Murder Island was a popular headline. Unsurprising, really, as it had all the perfect
ingredients. He's probably best known for doing plays at the Royal Shakespeare Company and the National Theatre. And all of that onstage experience is on display here. His accent, the nuance of the way he delivers the words. It's a ride to listen to him unspool this story. I'm about halfway through the book, and so far it's been an excellent escape to Greece.
Oh, it's nice to get out of the gray January blahs, huh?
Seriously, I was on the metro this morning and I was like, I am not underground. I'm on a sunny beach. Also, I can't wait to see what's going to happen next. I have no idea where this story is going. It's The Fury by Alex Michaelides.
My book is Maud Horton's Glorious Revenge by Lizzie Pook.
That's a very appealing title.
Isn't it?
It really is.
I love that title. And if that's not enough to convince you to join me on a speed read of this, here is the premise. It starts with a character named Constance. Constance has run away from her life in Victorian England. She has disguised herself as a boy and gotten aboard an expedition vessel bound for the Northwest Passage.
What's not to love about that?
But wait.
Uh-oh.
Then Constance disappears while at sea. And 2 years later, her sister Maud gets a letter from the British Admiralty. Quote, a tragic accident, they say. Death by misadventure, they say.
Death by misadventure.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I don't wish I was dead, but if I was going to die and something said death by misadventure, that would be pretty exciting.
So that report does not sit well with Maud. And using only Constance's diary and a red-hot desire for justice, Maud follows a trail to the expedition's lead scientist. And she learns that he's now involved with a new venture. He's got a travel company that escorts spectators across the country to witness popular public hangings.
What?
Yep. And she decides that she will go on the tour and learn the truth and avenge her sister's death. I am so into all of that. Publishers Weekly said Pook's masterful pacing and meticulous attention to historical detail make this sing. The book just came out this week. It's Maud Horton's Glorious Revenge by Lizzie Pook. And now our distraction of the week. So I'm a fan of words. I like words, and I love to travel, and I appreciate museums a lot. So you can imagine my excitement when I discovered Planet Word, a modern museum about language in Washington, D.C.
That sounds awesome.
It does. It is a celebration of communication filled with interactive exhibits. So even before stepping inside, you're greeted by a tree called the Speaking Willow. It whispers in different languages to visitors as they enter.
That sounds so delightful.
Yeah. And inside, there's a room called the library. That room features books that animate and speak. So, for instance, you might flip through Alice in Wonderland and hear the text and then see Alice fall down the rabbit hole as an animation is projected on the book.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah. The stories literally come alive. You get the sensation that every book is trying to tell you its story. The library also has a hidden door. That leads to a poetry nook where verses are projected and read by actors.
So how have we never been to this magical place?
It's only 2 years old.
Oh, well, that explains.
It had the misfortune of opening in 2020. Mm. There is another room where you're invited to deliver one of the greatest speeches ever. A teleprompter displays iconic speeches for participants to read to an imaginary crowd. Other exhibits take on topics like learning and lyrics or the lexicon of sales. I first became aware of the museum because there's an exhibit that explains dyslexia and what it's like to have it. The whole facility is inside of a refurbished historical school building. It's a beautiful old building, worth the walk. It's about a 15-minute walk from the White House. We will provide links to videos and the museum site. Its website is robust. It has a 3D map you can wander around in, for instance. If you want to explore a place where words dance and stories unfold, literally, you might want to check out Planet Word in Washington, D.C.
Visit strongsenseofplace.com/library for more on the books we talked about today and even more on Planet Word.
Thanks for joining us in the Library of Lost Time. Remember to visit your local library and your independent bookstore to lose some time yourself.
Stay curious. We'll talk to you soon.